Presley, Presley, Blackman, Blackman, 11-6-2000, chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, abdominal pain, number three, epigastric pain, number four, weakness, number five, tiredness, number six, a friend of mine just had mono, number seven, leg pain and arm pain and muscle ache all over. Patient is a 22-year-old college student, goes to Texas A&M. He's studying to be a mechanical engineer. He's been exposed to COVID, mononucleosis, and lots of other issues that are going on at work and, no, at school. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days. Period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of asthmatic bronchitis, where he causes wheezing whenever he's sick, but otherwise no problems associated with it. Allergy, amoxicillin, COVID immunization, none. Medication, takes a nasal spray, PRN, medical problems, negative, surgery, hernia surgery, tonsil surgery. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he likes sports, but he doesn't play them professionally. Review of system as above, he's 162 pounds, 95%, 98, 16, 64, 114, over 65. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs are clear. He says he gets wheezing whenever he's exercising. Abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion. TM's slightly red, posterior pharynx is red. Patient had a COVID testing done, which was negative, doesn't want any other testing at this time. I treated him with ProAir to make sure to inhaler. He knows to rinse his mouth afterward, Midrol, Dose Pack, and Z-Pack. Next number, we looked at his abdomen and his spleen to make sure that there was no issues or problems with spleen enlargement with exposure to mono. None was seen. Next number, he didn't want to be checked. Oh, his COVID test was negative, by the way. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, muscle ache, all related to the patient's current problems. Next number, because he's an athlete and he runs excessively, we did an echocardiogram to rule out IHSS. None was found. Next one was carotid ultrasound, was within normal limits in face of vertigo. Next one was he does have mild lymphadenopathy. Next one was above, was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.